All right. Thank you again for the introduction. Again, my name is John Williams. I'm co-advised by Dr. Darren Dodds, and we did this study this year in 2018. Only had one location, but we thought it was valuable data, and all it was looking at different irrigation thresholds and varieties and how they played a role on fruit partitioning. Excuse me. So I'm kind of simple-minded. I have to break down words. I had to figure out what partitioning was just to begin with. So partitioning, all that simply is just to divide into parts. So in this circumstance, all we did was divide the plant into parts. So we can start out with breaking this plant down into vegetative branches, those lower branches characterized as straighter on the bottom of the plant. Then we can start with fruiting branches that kind of have more of their zigzag pattern and the position of those bowls on the fruiting branch. The first position being that first bowl closest to that main stem, the second position being the second closest to that main stem, and third being that third closest. So going back and looking in the literature, it looks like many factors can play a role in fruit partitioning throughout the plant. It looks like herbicide can actually affect fruit position and if the like where those fruit actually reside on the plant. And it looks like also where varieties can actually have different fruit distribution in the plant. So historically, it looks like position on those fruiting branches are kind of static. Looks like they really don't move for the most part. On position one, you'll have anywhere from 71 to 76%. Position two, you'll have 16 to 20. Position three, 3 to 8. And then vegetative, pretty minimal, only maybe about 3 to 6%, just according to the literature. And then also looking at vertical zones, breaking the plant into lower third, middle third, and top third of those plants, looks like you can have some variability. Jenkins had most of his fruit in zone two, while Huff et al. And Dodds et al. Both had most of their fruit normally in those lower third and middle third of the plants, with not a lot in that top third, that zone three. So jumping into the irrigation, according to those on-farm Mississippi trials conducted by Mississippi State, Dr. Dodds and research associate Bradley Norris, when pulled over 11 irrigated and dry or seven dryland locations, looked like irrigated produced about 470 more kilograms per hectare of lint. So it looks like it's not uncommon to see an increase in yield due to irrigation, but where is all that yield coming from and actually being distributed on the plant? So in this study, we wanted to evaluate the effect of irrigation threshold and variety, and if there were an interaction on those to affect cotton fruit partitioning and seed cotton yield. So this experiment, again, like I said earlier, was only conducted in 2018 in one location, in Starkville, Mississippi, planted on May 30. Each experimental unit contained of six rows in a plot on 97 centimeter row spacing, and these plots were 12.2 meters long, and they were planted at 111,000 seed per hectare with using 134 kilograms of N per hectare using a split application. The two factors in this study were irrigation threshold, which we used non-irrigated, 90 kilopascals and 130 kilopascals. And the way that we used to monitor our soil moisture was we used aerometer soil moisture tensiometers to kind of monitor our soil moisture in the profile. So we had four sensors in each plot located in the second rep of the study, and they were installed 15, 30, 60, and 90 centimeters within the soil profile. And we had three varieties, all Stoneville varieties, 4949 GLT, which is an early maturing variety, 5471 GLTP, a mid-maturing variety, and 6182 GLT, which is a full maturing variety. And the data we collected to show for this study was plant height at two intervals at mid-bloom and pre-harvest, those total nodes at mid-bloom and pre-harvest, and the box mapping data partitioning and and box mapping total yield. So to kind of go over how we box mapped, We went off of the Jenkins et al. Publication on effectiveness of fruiting sites. So the data was collected from a 3-meter section on a respective row, which in this case was row 3 in the 6-row plot. And plants were collected from its respective row, and each bulb was harvested and then sorted by its association on branch or position. And the number of bulbs and seed cotton weight at each position, total seed cotton weight, and number of plants were all determined. And also, say again, the vegetative branches were also separated and added to that total weight. And seed cotton was analyzed horizontally, as in position, and vertically, as in zones on that plant. So here's a picture of the box that we used. This box mapping box, the bottom right-hand corner would represent your vegetative, and each time that we pulled a bowl off a plant, we would throw a poker chip in there so we could total up the number of plants that produced that bowl in that location. That box right above that would start out being node 5, and 6, 7, 8 would be all above that. And then as you move to the left on that box, it moves from position. So that furthest right would be position 1, the second would be position 2, position 3, and then 4. So like I said, we based everything horizontally on position, vertically on 3 zones. And to break the plant into zones, we used Huff et al. 2010, where he used zone 1 as nodes 5 through 8. Zone 2, nodes through 9 through 12, and zone 3 as nodes 13 and above. And all this data was subject to ANOVA using the mixed procedure in SAS, and means were separated using Fisher's LSD with an alpha of 0.05. So when we looked at irrigation had no effect on any variables such as plant heights, yield, or fruit partitioning. Just kind of wanted to show this graph on the type of season-long precipitation we had. We had plentiful rainfall throughout the whole year, other than in August, but we did apply 2 irrigation applications for the 90 kilopascal treatment at the beginning and the end of August, and once at the end of August for the 130 kilopascals. But again, irrigation didn't affect any yield or fruit partitioning. So anything further that I talk about has been pulled over irrigation. So plant heights at mid-bloom and pre-harvest. Mid-bloom was affected and pre-harvest was affected. So your full maturing variety, 6182, ended up being your tallest at both mid-bloom and pre-harvest, with your early and mid-season varieties falling a little bit shorter. Node count at mid-bloom and pre-harvest. Mid-bloom wasn't affected, but pre-harvest was, where you just saw earlier, the plants were a little bit taller. They contained, on 6182, they contained a couple more nodes as well. So this is the weight of seed cotton to horizontal fruiting zone. So these next two tables will be looking at the horizontal fruiting zone as position 1, 2, and 3 in vegetative. On the left-hand side, we'll have our varieties. On that bottom row, we'll have our LSDs at an alpha level of 0.05. And everything was analyzed within a position across varieties, not within a variety. So at looking at first position, 5471 produced the greatest amount of yield at position 1, but position 2, 3, and 4 were not affected by a variety at all. Again, here we have percentage of seed cotton to our horizontal fruiting zone. Position 1, 4949, had the greatest, right behind with 5471, and position 2 was also affected, but it was our later season variety that had more fruit at its second positions, while position 3 and vegetative were unaffected. These next two tables will be showing vertical fruiting zone. We broke the plant into zones, and so along the top you'll have zones, left again you'll have varieties, and the bottom row you'll have LSDs at 0.05. And again, zones were analyzed across variety, not within variety. So 49-49 had the most at zone 1, but 54-71 had the greatest yields at zone 2 and zone 3, so putting most of its yield up in that middle third and top third of the plants. Then percentage of seed cotton to that vertical fruiting zone, 49-49 again had the highest percent in that lower third of the plants, and zone 2 and 3 was dominated at or with the variety 54-71. And to wrap it all up with box map total yield, 54-71 produced the greatest yields. So in conclusion, irrigation had no effect on fruit partitioning or overall yield. It looks like greater differences in fruit placement were mainly due to vertical rather than horizontal placement along the varieties. And our data agrees with a lot of other data, Dodds et al., Huff, Jenkins, and Kirby and Buxton, both saying that 90% of your yield comes from those first and second positions. Our data also agree with other literature saying that later maturing variety partitioned less seed cotton to that first zone, where it partitioned more in that second zone and third zone, that middle third and that upper third of those plants, and 54-71 producing the greatest yield, but mainly due to position 1 bowls and that where they were located mainly in zone 2. But we also wanted to kind of conclude, it looks like there's almost a vertical shift in fruit partitioning compared to the literature. For our results, it looks like there's more fruit up in that middle zone of the plants compared to all the literature. Jenkins kind of had some similar results, but we still had more in our zone 2 and a little bit less in our zone 1. So it looks like a lot of that fruit's been located instead of in that lower third, been pushed up to that middle third of the plants. I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Darren Dodds for the assistance, all the student workers and grad students. And here's our references, and I'd like to take any questions. Yes, sir.
How do you attribute the shift to, do you anticipate it's more of a change in varieties, or do you think it's more of a management factor such as irrigation or fertility?
His question was, what do you think the reason is for the shift in fruit? I'm not 100% sure, I'll tell you that, but I'd probably say it's due to these newer varieties. I think it's just maybe a breeding objective, maybe. I'm not sure. Thank you for the question.
Any other questions?
Thank you.